Good morning. So Erev Shabbos, we were discussing how come that Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Shmuel, the Kohen Gadol, was the most Shahoyah Meshiva Yofim Shahoyah Ba'olam, one of the most attractive people, the seven most attractive people that ever existed, and that, as we mentioned, there's another kina that we say on Tisha B'Av in the morning about the children of Rabbi Shmuel. That they, you know, they ended up by themselves in a cell, and the Romans were describing them as the most beautiful children. Each one of them said, "I found the most beautiful son in Yerushalayim, a boy in Yerushalayim, and another one took as a slave the most beautiful girl. Let's put them together, etc." They turned out to be brother and sister, the children of Rabbi Yishmael. So Rabbi Yishmael himself was beautiful. So we learned that according to the according to the Medrash of Eila Eskara, that the father of Rabbi Shmuel was called Rabbi Yossi, and that they were childless, and that his wife said to him, "How come everybody else has children, we don't?" And he said, "Because they are makpid, that when they go home, if they see a double tome, then the women go back to mikveh and tovel again. They want to be completely tohoro from the mikveh till they get home, and then if they're nizdavik, then they have children." So she said, "I'm a couple that on myself as well." And then she went that night, and she went to mikveh, and it says the human shalcha l'tefila v'yotzam beis atfila pogav kelev echad. She met a dog. Immediately she met a dog. She said, "I've been mekabel on myself that I wouldn't see a dog or tomei between here and home, and therefore I'm going back to tovel myself in the mikveh." And then chazra v'tovla pam shniyo pogav chazira v'tovla ad shemoinim pa'omim. I don't know whether shemoinim literally 80 is a literal 80, or it's she had, and the Rabbi Shemad Rachmanus. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu leGavriel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Gavriel HaMalach, yeah, Harben Tzara VeHitzodko, that I can see that she's suffering. She was mekabel on herself, and she's going backwards and forwards to the mikveh, and she's suffering because of that. Leich, go, this is Rabbi Shem talking to the Malach Gavriel, V'har Elo Kidmus Ba'alo. Go and appear to her as if you should appear to her as her husband. Miyad Yotza Gavriel, V'holach Yoshav, B'Pesach Beis HaTavilo. That the Malach Gavriel sat and waited for his wife, Kaviochel, V'yo Nidme Lo, Kidmus Rabbi Yossi Ba'alo. So it looked as if her husband had come to pick her up. And Rabbi Gavriel accompanied her, V'holicho Lebeiso. And he took her home, and presumably he made sure that there was no Dovah Tomei between here and home. V'oysa HaLailo. Nisabra Rabbi Shmuel, that night, I presume it's the wife of Rabbi Shmuel, who became pregnant, says Nisabra Rabbi Shmuel, Hevanasa Yefei Toya V'Yefei Mare Kidmus Gavriel. Because Gavriel has had a hand in this divug, in this relationship, therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that the child was as beautiful, this was Rabbi Shmuel, who eventually became Kohen Gadol. V'lokach, therefore, says the Medrash, "Nistavik lo Gavriel kasha'ala lorakia." When the Asor Aruge Malchus appointed Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol to go up to heaven, the Hizkiras Hashem b'siludim, and he mentioned the Shem on the Foyrash, and he went up and he spoke to Hoish Levush Habadim. He spoke to a Malach up there. Who was the Malach? The Malach was Gavriel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent that Malach Gavriel to meet him and to talk to him and to explain to him what was going on in heaven, yeah, because they already had a connection. There already been a connection that Gavriel was involved before his birth. And then he said, "Omar loy Gavriel Yishmol bani." He said, "Taka chenaf shecho shekach shemati me'achoyer ha'paragud." This is what we say in the nusach of the Eile Eskro that we say on Yom Kippur, that I have heard from behind the fence. In other words, from the deepest parts of heaven, Shasora Chachme Yisrael Nimsru Lariga Bayad Malchus Arisho. It is true. Although we said last week already that Alpi Halocha it could not be that the 10 Asora Haruge Malchus could be Chayev Miso Alpi Halocha for the Avera of Mechiras Yosef, but nevertheless they could be a Kapora for. And that's what he went out to find out. He said, "We can't be chayev misa for the killing or for the selling of Yosef into slavery to Mitzrayim, but we could be a kapora." And in fact, it says, "Yeah." And then he goes through And he says, Omalei said al Mechiras Yosef Shemachru Echov, you are going to die because of the Mechiras Yosef. Why? Right? Shemidas Hadin Mekadreges B'chol Yoim. The Midas Hadin comes to the Rebbeinu Shem every single day. And he says, the brothers of Yosef sold Yosef into slavery. How come you've done nothing about it? They say to the Rebbeinu Shlom, the Midas Hadin comes every day and says, there's been no result. We don't see that they were ever punished for it. So therefore, how come? Yeah, B'chol Yoim, it's a Mekadreges, it says, Klum Kosafta Pesor Esecha Oisecha Slevatlo. You said in the Torah that somebody who sells his brother is Chayv Misa, and then they did it, and you do nothing. Ari Ashvotu Shemachlus Yosef, V'loi Pro Adai Mehem Oy Mizarom. You haven't caused any damage, any punishment, not to them, and not to their descendants. And that can't be right. That's what the Midas Hadin in the Katrik every day. Said the Malach Gavriel to Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol. Therefore, the Rabbi Hashem has decided, now is the time to bring this, now is the time to create this kapora, to create the recompense to the for the Mechira of Yosef by his brothers. The reason why now is the time, not before, until now, tomorrow, Bleeda.
Started at Otoway, Northwest London, Sunday, Vov Tammuz, 21st of June. Rabbi Naftali Meir Liebman Shlita, Rosh Hashivas Nezah Torah, and Ma'alos HaTorah in Gateshead. The Danger of Machloikas. This week's Torah has been sponsored anonymously, or Inishmas, our esteemed founder of Yosef Dov Ben Reb Shemuel Chol Tzvi Yitzkowitz. Zichro Noli Brocho.
Good morning,
thank
you. So, I want to discuss today a fascinating subject. We'll start off with a search I did recently. I put in my little stick from Ba'ilan with the whole Shasa Pesach on it, and I put the word Machloikas in. The word appeared 401 times in Shas Bavli. 401 times in Shas Bavli. Now, if Machloikas is a good thing. If Machloikas is a good thing, then we understand why there's 401 Machloikas. And if Machloikas is a bad thing, and most of us are quite clear that Machloikas is not good. And it's an interesting thing that there's 401 machlekes, and that's machlekes, where the Gemara says machlekes between them is this and this. But there are hundreds and hundreds of machlekes in the Shas. So to shed light on this idea, to understand the concept of machlekes, so let's examine the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. It's actually next week's Pirkei, and it's very topical for this parasha, which is the Mishnah there is discussing, at the end of Pirkei, we have a whole bunch of coals. All the coals. Kol Ava Shitlu Bedova, Kol Mishesh Meshlesh Dwar Meilu. There's a few coals. Coals, Kol Amazakis Arabi, Mechit Bal Yodi, all the coals. And then the Mishnah brings a foreign coal. Mishnah Yud Zayin or Tes Zayin, depends on your print. Kol Machlekes Shehi L'Shem Shamayim. Any Machlekes which is a Shem Shamayim. The reward for that Machlekes is Seifel Yiskayim, it's going to go on forever. V'chol Machlekes Shehi L'Shem Shamayim. And Machlik is not Hashem Shemayim, so ain't safe for this kind. It won't survive. Ezel Machlik is Hashem Shemayim. What's the time Machlik Hashem Shemayim, which is going to last, go on and on and on? That's Machlik is Shawe Besil. Ezel Machlik is Hashem Shemayim, Zel Machlik is Kerach Choladose. Kerach and his Eidah. And on the question of this Mishnah, very good. Number one, let's just think about that. Machlik is, we all know, is not good. So the reward for Machlekes L'Shem Shamayim is safe on this sky, it's going to last forever. I mean, Machlekes, Chas V'Shalom, when it starts, the hope is it's going to die down very quickly. So Machlekes L'Shem Shamayim, no, it's going to go on forever. Safe on this sky, is that a broch or a klola? It's a very strange thing. And Machlekes Shem L'Shem Shamayim, safe on this sky, it's going to be bottled soon. It's a very funny thing. Like,
that's what the
Machlekes
L'Shem Shamayim is.
Good. We'll see Tumalchem. We'll put the questions down. Machlekes L'Shem Shamayim, it should be continued. It should stop. Machlekes L'Shem Shamayim, if anything, they should get a clone, continue on and on and on. No fun of them. Question number one. Question number two is, who cares whether it's safe for this guy or ain't safe for this guy? The Mishnah wants to tell us there's something called Machlekes L'Shem Shamayim, which is good, Shamayim Hill. And the son called Machlekes Shem L'Shem Shamayim, Kerech Va'adosei. So just tell us, Ezeo Machlekes Shem Shamayim, Shamayim Hill, Ezeo Machlekes Shem Shamayim, Kerech Va'adosei. We don't have to let us know how long it's going to last for. Is that relevant to anyone? How long it's going to last for? Who cares how long it's going to last for? Machlekes are machlekes. The third question, which all the Shaynim ask is, Machlekes Kerach Va'adosi. Choladosi. It wasn't Kerach Va'adosi, it's Kerach and Moshe. It's not Kerach and Moshe. It's not Kerach Va'adosi. So it's a small Mishnah, but there's a lot of problems on the Mishnah. So to answer the first question, we have a fascinating Machlekes Shaynim. It's Machlekes Rambam and Rabbi Yehuda, and the Baal Tanura, Bem Springs, both shot in Bekitz and Emirates. The Rabbi Yehuda says, Pshat and Sefer Niskayim does not refer to the argument. It refers to those who are arguing. And he says something very scary. He says, the Machlekes of the Shem Shomayim, the people who are arguing, are going to nimshach kol yemei chayim, it's going to continue for the whole life, v'le'oid, el sha'orech yomim u'shnei schayim yosifu lohem. Somebody who argues Hashem Shomayim will have long life. Arguing Hashem Shomayim is a good thing, and the schay is long life. Soifol iskayim doesn't mean the argument. Soifol iskayim means the arguers, the people who argue, soifol iskayim. It'll go forever. We'll explain soon why. Yeah. The Lashon Mishnah is not Gishmak. Seifor is not so Gishmak. It's just say Seifom. Seifor sounds like going on the Machlekes. We'll see in a second. The Rambam Shet, the Rambam's got a different Pshat. Which could be they go together. He carries on. Machlekes Shem Shemak Shem Yiskayim HaKavona Shelo Oilom Yiskayimu B'Machlekes. He says Machlekes Shem Shemak will always be arguing. Hayoyim Yachleku B'Dovazer L'mocho B'Dovahachir L'Machlekes Yukayim V'Nimshach B'Neim Kolim Echayim. He says, I'm going to continue always, all their life. That's why you swear that. That's a question which we ask. That's not a brocha. Sham B'Yisrael wasn't a brocha that they argue. But he says, they'll live long and argue long. Very strange thing. I understand that they're good people, but they should argue long. That's very difficult to understand. But I'll just show you anything. So, and the emphasis is, the Rayenu finishes off, U'machleke she'enu l'shem shamayim, ein seifu l'iskayim, rak b'machlekes, Horishon, Yisofu, Veyitonu. The first machlekes, they'll gather together and they'll be killed. Veshom Yomusu, Kemachlekes Shal Kerach, Pacha Pchodim. And Kerach was three lots of people. It was the 14,000 people who died in Amageifo. It was the 250 people who took Keteres. And there was Mishpachas Kerach Vahadosei with Dosan Vahaviron, which went into the ground. They all got punished, different punishments. We have time to talk about why they got different punishments. Now, Kuponim, Zodah Ben Yehuda, there, a guy, somebody who's a machlekes shleish shemeshmayim chas v'sholom, it's bad news. So if it's shein, this guy means they won't survive. And the elders we marry, the lashon Rambam is not mashma like that. Rambam doesn't seem to say. The lashon Mishnah doesn't sound like that. The other mahalach is we're talking about the etzer machlekes. We're talking about the fact, the things they're arguing about. And the Rambam explains a beautiful touch. The Rambam says like this. He says perish el advar bat idei shein asim. Sorry. Somebody who argues, not in order to break his friend's words. He wants to come to the truth. His words will stay forever and they won't be broken. He says, "Seifal Iskayim" means the machlekes will be seifal Iskayim. And let's think about this. The Chaimus Anoch says something fascinating. Machlekes Rishon Lezion. Two great shittas. Who are we going to pass like Losid Lovik? Shteit in Kabbalah. Sifre, as Chaimus Anoch brings, but Sifre Kabbalah. Losid Lovik will pass like Beishamai. What does that mean? So we see from there that both Beishamai's words were Kaddish. Both Beis Hillel's words were Kaddish. They were both trying to come to the emes of Torah. So the vine we pass like Beis Hillel, Losid Lovik we pass like Beis Shammai. Whatever the reason for that is, but Akoponim we see Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, their words are Kayim. Their words have long term kiyum. You know, sometimes it's a machlekes, and machlekes Shem Shammai, and good things come from it. I have a friend who, when Satmar split, tragic. Piece of history, a few years back, when 10 years, 15 years, whenever Satmar split, two Rebbes, two great Yidden, two Choshma brothers, and split into two. So a friend of mine, he went to one of the new Satmars, and he said, I want to tell you something. There's guys who've never turned up in shul, not for davening, not for shiurim, but now, because it's their Rebbe, then they're coming. And they opened up new meisters, and there's like a different styles within the Hasidus. there were different styles of people, and now they being served with their needs, and they being served with their needs. If the underlying kavon is Hashem Shemayim, same for the sky, it grows. Good things come from it. When we learn a Gemara, we learn Neshama, we learn Beisil. But we can't really understand Beisil without learning Neshama. We need Beisil to understand Beisil. When there's a machlekes, you always have to know the other side to know that side. It's Miskayim. When a person comes to give a machlekes, and the machlekes is Hashem Shemayim, then Sefer Yiskayim, because I'll say it, somebody is Mecham Shem Shemayim, somebody gives Musa Lashem Shemayim, Tvar of Miskablim, his words are Mekum. Giving Musa to someone is really, like, it's really starting a fight. It's a form of Machlekas. You know, you go to a guy in shul, and you tell him to shh, he gets very upset with you. So when it's done Lashem Shemayim, then it's easier for the person to take, and the person will understand, you mean my good, and then with Sefer Yiskayim, it has results. Rambam says something beautiful over here. He says, "V'chol mi sheyashe b'nei odom," somebody who straightens out other people, obviously the Shem Shemayim in a way that doesn't upset them. He will not have avirus. Somebody helps other people, the Shem Shemayim, in a way that does make machlekas. He tells them off, or he challenges them in a way that won't make machlekas. Soifol iskayim, it'll end up being mekuyim, and they'll accept it, and both will get reward. The reward of Yehuda said will be erech yomin. They'll have long life. The brocha for making a machlekes Shem Shemayim, which is a very, very dangerous movement. But that's Shem Shemayim. They say over the story of Chatz Chaim. Chatz Chaim was asked to join a machlekes Shem Shemayim. They had to argue with whatever it was. I don't know what the story was exactly. So they came to ask Chatz Chaim, said, "I should join a machlekes?" No way. They said, "What's the problem? Chatz Chaim, Shem Shemayim. If anybody's mecham l'Shem Shemayim, it's Chatz Chaim." The Mishnah says, "Pesach Yerushalayim says Chaim." Chatz Chaim said, "Bizme zokt ein shlechte zach of him somer. Till they say something negative about me, it'll be l'Shem Shemayim. The moment my emotions or somebody's personal, attacks me personally, the Shem Shemayim is out the window. My feelings are hurt. Once my feelings are hurt, the Chofetz Chaim said, I can't get involved because I don't trust myself that somebody won't say something negative about myself. Umamela, he said, I can't join the machlekes. That's how difficult it is to get the Shem Shemayim. I saw a story of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Was a certain meister that they put in a certain, I think it says a manara, I'm not sure where. And Shlomo Zalman held the person was not fit for purpose. For that particular meister, they could ruin the meister. So Shlomo Zalman wrote a letter to this person to not take this job. Exactly what he wrote, what he didn't write. And the person wanted to speak to Shlomo Zalman to discuss,
to clarify
what his position is. He knocked on Shlomo Zalman's door. He was very, very nervous. Knocked on Shlomo Zalman's door. Shlomo Zalman opened the door. Oh, Shalom Aleichem was herzig. He took him in. He listened to the whole thing. He gave him COVID. He walked him out. He's an old man. So the man said, "But I thought you were upset with me." So I'm not upset with you. I love you very much. I just think in this position for you, it's not good. And Shlomo Zalman, who was very, very marked for machlekas, he felt he had to make a stand. But it had nothing to do with that person. We're close friends. It's machlekas Shem Shemayim. The Sfarim Nation bring, it's only a few, but different Achim say it. How can one know if one's doing a Machlek Shem Shemayim or not? How does one ever know? A mom does get involved in something. So they say, if I like the person and I have nothing personal against the person, it's a Shem Shemayim. As soon as it's something personal, then it's a really different story. And that brings us to the next part of the mission. So let's go back to the question. Machlek Shem Shemayim, Seifel Iskayim. Seifel Iskayim means it has long-term dividend. The argument stands. The longdisher argument stands, the outcome of the argument stands, good things come from a good machlekes Hashem Shemayim. Shein Seif L'Iskayim, a machlekes was not Hashem Shemayim, nothing lasts from it. So let's go through it. For example, they have a shul, I'm on a shul. And there's meisters, whatever, and they have machlekes. And the end is that both meisters collapse. They leave the shul, and they open a new shul, and that shul collapses, and that shul collapses. Machlekes Shem Shem Shemayim. Nothing came from it. No good came from the story, and therefore nothing left. Ein Sofer L'Iskayim, the thing they were arguing about, allegedly to improve the shul, that doesn't, what do you call it? Victor Miller. Where is his story? This is Victor Miller. It's come to my mind. It's over. Victor Miller had the shul. And it was a young Israel, which was a very, very, it was a very American shul at the time.
Yiddish.
And, Yekish, yeah. Among other things, American. And he decided that he wants his standard as a top Jew. He was a tough man. And a lot of his shul left. I think if I remember right, most of his shul walked out. And you know, he was a bit shocked, you know, his shul walked out, he's lost his shul. And it turned out that because people knew what the shul stands for, people joined, and the shul grew bigger and bigger of the type of people he wanted. And the other shul, which opened up, it lasted a few months and nothing happened, and it just went to Kanye. So if on his sky, his shul continued stronger and better because he did Lashem Shemayim, he wasn't here to hurt people. He just felt this is the standard of that shul, which he's running is, and that saved his sky. So what about Kerach Vardosi? So we ask Kerach Vardosi. What's Kerach Vardosi? So Malbus is a beautiful touch. Malbus says that. So there's two ways of arguing. One pshat is the Teshonta says pshat. The Teshonta says Gashra. He says that Moshe and Kerach is just like, it's not two sides. It was so clear that Moshe had become the Torah. He had done all the nissim. Everything this was from the Eibishter. There's no two sides of him. But the other portion of the Malbus is a beautiful pshat. He says when there's a machlekes, the Shem Shamayim, then everybody has one kavona. I want to do Rotsan Abir. So you hold Rotsan Abir like this, I'm like that. It's very good. We'll split up. Suddenly, one of the Gedolim once said, Machlekes built Klal Yisrael. Now we don't want Machlekes, but a Meister. Two Rebbes, two Chatzerim, two Yeshivas, two Meisters. You know, they grow and the world grows, Torah grows, and that starts off. And the proof there is, well, the success, that was the Shem Shemayim. Even though it got a bit bitter sometimes, the underlying Shem Shemayim. Kerach Vardosi doesn't make any sense. What was Kerach fighting about? He wanted to be the Nossi. It was four brothers. Moshe was the oldest brother. He was the fourth brother. God Elitzof Menuzir was the fourth brother. He wanted the Nesias. So what did 250 people want? What did they want? What were they looking for? And Kerach was saying, so we should all be Nesiim. So we should all be Moshe. We should all be Kerach God. What are you talking about? So Tariq says, you stop joining the Machlekes for the fun of it. And everyone had a different agenda. So he says, the machlekes there was Kerach va'adosai. Each one was arguing with someone else. They were all fighting for something else. Between themselves. That's Kerach. The machlekes is going to such a mission. Machlekes was Kerach.
What's the
rivers
of the
Chalad? Not everyone's curious. It's interesting. But the Gersh Web is Chaladosai. It could be because there's two lots of people. There's 250 people. And then we see 40,000 people died in Magefa. There's three lots of death. There was Kerach and Dasam Aviron and the whole family, which we're talking about now, were killed. They got swallowed up in the ground. You had 14,000 people died in Magefa. And 250 people died because they brought Keteris. So there's three separate. I haven't worked through the whole thing.
It refers back to Pharaoh.
So Kol Adosi means the 250 people, Dos of Aviron, the 40,000 Yidden who joined in, they died in Magefa, everyone connected. Maybe.
I would have thought of that without.
Yeah, maybe you have to stress the different. I don't know. I'm not sure.
They were arguing between themselves.
Yeah, that's what he says. I mean, every one of the Edo. He's saying every one of the Edo's arguing himself. It's a shame. So Chashon Evet, in a Maimon, Tovshin Amid base, Aleph Chukas Tovshin Amid base, he has a fascinating Ha'or on the Sugya Machlekes. It's a powerful Ha'or. He asks the following question. Rashi says on the words, V'dosan V'aviron Yotzu Nitzovim Pesach Olim. Dos Avirim went out confident on Pesach Olim, on the Shem, the wives, Ubnei, the children, the Tapom, and the babies. Taf is babies. Zakrash. Boy Urei, come or Kosha HaMachlekes. Come and see how serious Machlekes is. Shari Beisin Shalmato, Ein Oichin, Ela Chiyobi Beisaris. Bezin Shalmato, they punish when a person is 12 or 13. Beisin Shalmailo, Adchof. Till you're 20, you're not considered intelligent. Don't tell any 18-year-olds that. That's very, very, very painful. V'kan ovdu af yoinkei shodai. And here, even babies died. Ad kadavirash. Machlekes is dangerous. The babies died. Frederick Chaim Shulevitz. Okay, but why? Why should babies be killed? We never find babies get punished. 20 years, 18 years, 19 years don't get punished. And babies get punished. Chaim Shalevitz brings a Rambam on the posuk of Penyesh Bochem Sherish Peir Reish Velano. Lest the person has, it's a posuk that's of him, Shmorcha says, we're going to Shmur, in case there's somebody who's got a Sherish Peir Reish Velano, a root bringing out poison. Rashi says, the person has a Yetzar of Avodah Zarah. And Rambam explains. He says, Shesherish Ra Itzalav, a bad root by the father, Yifrev Iske, can grow and multiply. From the bad root, the bad things can come out. And the son comes out from the father. And he says like this. So he says, Rambam says, we know from Gemara by Betzayir Omeira, this little boy, this 30-year-old boy who steals money for meat. He's got tremendous kaiva. So Rambam says, we kill the child. Yomus zakaiva, yomus chayiv. So he famous last of his appears. He's going to kill people for his tithes of food. So Rambam, what's going on? How can you kill a person who's innocent? He has a stone. You're not chayiv for stealing. So Rambam, because we know that the end of this kid is destruction. So Rambam says, so Chaim Shalevitz says, go back to Machlekes. Mikiven sheha'ovo ispale Machlekes. Since the fathers were in control of the Machlekes, v'yisheirish peire reish v'lamo, and it's a bad root, hari af b'neim achreim yiyu bale Machlekes. The children who follow will also be bale Machlekes. And therefore, akein oivdim kulam v'afile yenki shadai. Even the children die. Mutav yomusu zakoim v'al yomusu chayovim. Let them die innocent rather than die guilty. That's his chiddush. Shulam digazach. We're living in a very difficult kufa klal Yisrael. The Tzoros and Eretz Yisrael, whether it's from the outside, from the inside, let's learn a Gemara together. It's a yalkut. Rabbi Loza Benoi Shem Loza Kappa Imi. Rabbi Loza, the son of Rabbi Loza Kappa, says. Rabbi Eliezer, the son of Rabbi Loza Kappa. Godoil HaSholim. Sholim is so great. Shafilu Yisrael Oiv Dem Avodah Zarah V'Sholim Beinayim. Even if I saw the Avodah Zarah, Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ein Asot Noigea Bahem Shenema, Chibur Atzovim Ephraim Hanach Lohem. This Chibur Atzovim, they connected without any upset, Hanach Lohem, will save them from the enemies. Avo Mishenech Lekum Anoim Abohem, with the Chachshom Achlikas, Cholak Libom Ato Yeshomu, the hearts are separated, now they're going to become guilty. Hoi Godoy Lasholim Usno Machlikas. From here we learn how bad the Machlikas is. Chachshom Levit brings a Gemara and gets it. Fascinating Gemara and gets it. Strange Gemara, and he adds a beautiful touch. The Gemara tells him that there's two people, it sounds like it was a couple, who used to have an argument every Erev Shabbos. Every Erev Shabbos is a difficult time, a lot of lachatz. And the Remeir came along and he separated them. He kept them back for 3 weeks. I don't know exactly what he did. He didn't let them fight. He said, you work in one room and you work in another room. There are no machlekes over here. He said, you go daven, you do work. Something happened. They say a story. There was so he and his wife couldn't cook. And every Shabbos he had to put up with unedible food. So one of Shabbos, the man said he couldn't anymore. So after his wife used to like to daven a lot. Instead of cooking, she was busy davening. So he said to her one of Shabbos, he said, you know what? After she'd cooked the food, he said, you know what? Why don't you go daven? The food should be good. And then the Metzushem got to, she went to daven. While she was davening, he cooked Shabbos. Made the whole Shabbos again. And Shmack and Macholim and Tavim. Friday night, she had the food, she had the lunch. You see, my tefillah's helped. He said, yo, Dan tefillah's a man, masim tevim. Yeah. So that's here, he separated them. Another man separated them, he sorted them out, he put them separate. And he got them, and they made peace. Shomai Reb Meir, Meir hears a basker. He hears the sotan talking. Afge Rebbe Meir lahu gavra mi beise. Reb Meir took me, talking about the sotan, out of the house. Says Mechash Relevant. Shteit doi Gemara that the sotan lives where Machlekes is. And we all know this. When a person gets to Machlekes, we see from Kerem Chadot, he came up with the most ridiculous tightness, the most stupid tightness he came up with. When a person's in a matzav of Kerach Vahadosli, the sotan is under full control of the sotan. We've all seen this, we've all watched this. We lose all logic when a person gets into Machlekes. You know, there's a famous question. Oyim Ben Peles's wife said to him, she was a lady who knew the men's ego. She said to Oyim Ben Peles, you're anyway not going to win. what chance have you got of getting anything? So why get the machlekas? So they ask a question with such obvious logic. She's a lady who knew, and Chazal said this, chachmas noshe bonso beso. All she knew was she understood a bit of man ego, male ego. So she said, what are you fighting? You're not going to win anyway, so go to the machlekas. So Chazal Shalom says the same chart. In a machlekas, all logic is lost. So if somebody can bring logic into machlekas, then it's like a chosov, because you better me lose it. Why? Because the sot is in charge. Chashlevitz added a beautiful creed. He says, Shabbos is menuchas avon adovo, nuchas sholim v'shalom. The sotan can't stand Klal Yisrael in peace on Shabbos. Because when there's sholim, then there's brocha. So erev Shabbos, the sotan will do anything he can to make machlekas. So the menucha of sholim v'shalom doesn't happen. Finish off with an extremely powerful story. Brought down the Sefer Eretz Satayim. I don't think it's such a well-known story. It's a fascinating story. It actually brings London in as well. So it's a really good story to say over. This story took place beyond the disc. It was one of the Gedolei HaDor, going back many years ago. I think it was the Altazed of the forebearer of Bishwane disc. One fine day, a lady turns up in his house and he says, I've got to share a story with you. She says, what's the story? He says, this is the story. That my father left my mother when she was a young girl, when she was a young woman. She left us. He left us penniless. He left us without anything. We had absolutely no money to live. And he went, and he never went to, and he became a complete apicarius. And he moved to London. And he wrote the sefer called the Sefer Olam, not from the Maharal. It was a sefer Ritl Lashon HaKodesh against Yiddishkeit. He became an apicarius. And he embarrassed Klal Yisrael, and he wrote everything, and he ended up in England. He translated it into Ivrit, into Lashon HaKodesh, and into English, a book against Torah and Mitzvahs. And it was a terrible, terrible Chil Hashem at the time. The Gedolim wrote letters against it. That was my father. Later on, she says, I was brought up by my mother alone. She was a penniless woman. And I married, we found the Shidduch, I married a very elegant husband, and we brought up a family. And then suddenly, out of the blue, we get a letter from London. My father says he's done tshuva and he's got no one looking after him. He's got no money. He's penniless and he's very ill. And can he come back and stay with the family? So she said, at first my feelings were, the last person I'm going to have in my house. But Russia, he left the family. But then her husband was a good person and he said, listen, Atatas, Atatas, your job is to take your father back. We wrote a letter back to my father, come to London, come to wherever they lived, in Europe somewhere, I think it's Altona, and we'll have you back. They looked after him, and he got weaker and weaker, and eventually he came to the day when he was nifter, and he called his daughter over, and he said, I want to tell you something. He said, my father was alive at the time of the Machlekes, Rebbeinu and Eibeshitz, and Rebbe Yaakov Emden. And my father was on Rebbe Yaakov Emden's side, and he wrote many, many articles against Rebbe Yehuda Leibowitz, including the Sefer Kitzas Akrov. And the Sefer Kitzas Akrov, which was against Rebbe Yehuda Leibowitz, was written and finished on the day of Mabris. And Rebbe Yaakov Emden was there. Rebbe Yaakov Emden gave a bracha that the child, his father, who became the father, should be Zeicher. He should be able to write many Svarim, like his father, against Rebbe Yehuda Leibowitz. Rebbe Yehuda Leibowitz heard the story. And he said, I'm also going to give this son a bracha. He should write many svarim against what I hold. And he said, the Rebbe Leibowitz's bracha was with sky. And I ended up writing everything against Rebbe Leibowitz, meaning against everything that Torah stands for. And he says, and that's why I ended up becoming who I was, but I've done tshuva. And please, he said, find the gadol you can trust and tell him over the story and ask him to daven for me. That should have a kapora. That's all the end of the story. They say over that after Yaakov Emden was nifter, and Rebbe Yehuda Leibowitz was nifter, two Gedolei HaDor. One of the Gedolei HaDor who was still alive, Rebbe Yehuda Leibowitz appeared to him and he said to him, you should know that me and Rebbe Yaakov Emden are sitting together in Gan Eden. And all the people who joined in the Machlekes are sitting in Gan Eden. And the heads was very posh. They were Mecham Neshem Shamayim. Rabbi Yaakov Emden held Rabbi Yehuda Leibowitz wrong, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, whatever they held, it was Machlekes in Halacha. That the people who joined, the people who joined the machlekes, they became part of the fire on the wall. Those people sitting in, and that's obviously that encapsulates the Mishnah. We can have one machlekes Hashem Shamayim, one machlekes Hashem Shamayim, and together, one machlekes Hashem Shamayim, but together, you can have part of the machlekes Hashem Shamayim, and part of the machlekes Hashem Shamayim. Those who are Hashem Shamayim will be safe for the sky. Those who are Hashem Shamayim, it's safe for the sky. I have a friend, a good friend, was in a shul where there's machlekes. Whatever, it doesn't matter what it was, it's machlekes. As soon as machlekes started, he walked out of the shul. I'm not saying machlekes. He just walked out. He was a very popular member of the shul, a very respected member of the shul, and each side called him up to ask him to come back, to explain their side of the argument, their side of the argument. By the time he finished, he was I'm telling you this as a fact, years ago, he was firmly entrenched on one side. Because to stay out of machlekes is so difficult. He gets caught up with it. It's somebody else gets. That's the avoda. The chokhmah is not to get caught up with it. The chokhmah is to try keep out. We all know how it is. They shall help attack Kushim Zeitha. Rot Sakhish Borg. It's actually a bit of a mitzvah. Shkaya. 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 Shkaya.
Yeah. Huh? Yes. Yeah. So, oh, good. All those six cases, we do personal life with Shammah now.
Yeah.
What was the definition of the original Greek Gemara that you quoted?
The Mishnah.
Yeah.
You pick off his pick.